Hello, Tashidele. Thank you for your patience. And we had a break for 3 weeks due to little health issue, and also took this opportunity to did a little bit semi retreat. So now everything is good. So now we're going to prayer first. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. So now we are actually in, but before that, I would like to read the first part. Mind training, the 72 exhortations. I pass straight to the gurus, the precious jewel and spiritual friend, Yidam deities and the three jewels. I supplicate to you, be my crown jewel. While being my crown ornament, please took upon my shameless mind. For phony practitioners who lack dharma and have a shameless wrong intention, I'm giving advice as a remedy. This will help you alone. So listen. If I do not expose your faults, you will not understand, you stupid person or dolt. If you don't listen to loving advice, you will just getting worse and worse. Present sufferings occur because you have done wrongs in your past lives. The fault is yours. Prepare to bear hardship. Do not take the moral high ground. All pains and pleasures of the present depends on the karma from the past. So you do not have any choice. Whatever happens, try and make it your friend. The pleasure of this life are fleeting. If you want lasting happiness, you must willingly accept all the mineral sufferings of this life. Even the tiniest present pains can exhaust sufferings from the past deeds and become pleasure in the future. So cultivate joy for suffering. Adversity is the spiritual friend. Obstacles inspire spiritual practice. Suffering is the broom of the misdeeds. Don't be upset or view them as misfortune. Fame is flattery of the Maras. Flattery of the Maras. Respect is leso of the fatters. Good fortune is block to spiritual practice is a good fortune is a block to the spiritual practice. Do not view poison as a medicine. So fame, respect, these do not touch to those that said. If you don't cut through the idea of your project, whatever you do, you will never be happy. For those who see through their own projections, misfortune appear as a friend. If you aren't embarrassed by your own mind, other rebukes you, others rebukes are an illusion. Do not listen to others' words. Instead, make your own mind the judge. Do not build yourself up in this life using dharma to deceive by acting counter to dharma as if the dharma that counter to dharma as if that were dharma. Put the worldly out of your mind. Of the two, fame and the bounty in this life and the dharma that helps in the next. Do not just do whatever comes up or else whatever carries you away. Definitely practice the dharma for the next. So consider the longer benefit is a bottom line of dharma. If you can thinking about the next life or future lives or liberation, then it's more higher. Only thinking about next life is samsara still, but only concern about this life is make more possibly only you have only a intention to make better life in this life. Then many consequences or what is to take, what is to kind of reject is more. And negativities can be taken by person because we don't think about long consequences. So this said, its bottom line is at least you be thinking, we have to think about future lives. Nothing is rarer than an entourage with faith and respect. Nothing is worse than the scoundrel for ladder. Do not act like big wig admired by all. Grasp the humble aspect of lowliness. You are the lowest in the world, being in be envious and competitive towards others with merit, while unashamed of your own faults is mistake. Without reversing from deep within, desire for appearances, sensory objects, do not act to deceive lay people by faking a wish to be vulnerable. Useless. Oh, unless you have a convictions in your hand, in your mind, about the sutra and tantra the Buddha taught, the sutras and tantras the Buddha taught, don't be so proud and delude yourself by clinging to jargon and words. In grant from beginningless time, misconceptions are not this. Guarded at once, so don't expect excellence too soon. Develop your mind gradually. Doing studies competitively, being a teacher for fame, and speaking with a pride of wanting to be erudited. Think, can these three become dharma? A dharma. So, there is a no benefit in teaching others what hasn't risen in your own mind. You should be ashamed of yourself, so do not sell the true dharma for gain. Not feeling truly weary with the world, you keep the eight concerns in your heart and the foreign renunciation. To others, do not grumble too much. Your mouth has great faith, inside you have little. While thinking you will do something, you have grown old. You are quick to start, but slow to mature. Meditate on being discarded with yourself, disgust or embarrassed with yourself. Just as nature of fire is hot, the nature of beings is to have a faults. Instead of thinking of others' faults, flaws, consider your own and give them up. To behave a behavior of the Mahayana guru, the behavior of a Mahayana guru may not look good on the outside, but you don't know their innermost thoughts, so do not ponder the guru's faults. May any thought in your mind is clear and unobscured to the Buddha's wisdom. Do not let bad thoughts that would offend the Yidam deities by stirring in your mind.
Yes.
Like sighted people among the bland, the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas always see the obscured vision. Do not behave badly in private. Ordinary beings are hard to please. From familiarity instead of your qualities, they will see your faults and criticize you. Practice solitude. Practice in solitude. All parents, children, nieces and nephews, cousins, and relatives in this life are like travelers arriving and leaving in hotel. In your own mind, do not feel related. When you leave empty-handed and naked, though poor, you will still leave things behind. Don't gain things by doing wrong. From deep within, commit to begging. You have no power to stay forever. In the tall houses that you built. So do not pointlessly construct work. Keep to the mountain retreats. When the unmarried get married, children they do not need are born. They will have to be shameless beggars. Don't listen to bad advice to take spouses, take a spouse. Great beings who are free of desire. These are some are for the monks, monkhood. Great beings who are free of desire have no need for a karma mudra. When the mind is mixed with the desire, the mudra will lead you to lower realms. Don't look at inferiors' bad example, the cause of no dharmic behavior. Instead, see them as a deserving compassion and follow the Mahasiddha's footsteps. Skillfully give up negative friends. Follow exalted spiritual friend. With the learning and the vulnerable qualities to have a give, who have a given who have given up the world. As with a wish fulfilling jewel, Blessing come from the respect in your mind. Have a fervent devotion for the deities, the guru, and the three jewels. The spiritual friends show you the unmistaking path. Make the instructions they have taught into the core of your practice. By learning well with the intelligence and the basket of the Buddha's teaching, free yourself unknowing and doubt. Study with while you are young. If you are not cared for by a great friend, just as shoddy pot leaking from its base, your defiled mind is forgetful, so guard it by contemplating what you have listened to. With all the powers in your being, keep cleanly without any stain. The precious training in discipline, the cause of gaining a precious human body. This is said, the discipline is important for gaining higher realm, like human body. They stir up the mind and harm the body. They are condemned by the learning and the learn. Let's see. They're condemned by the learned and the venerable. They are the origin of all wrong, giving up alcohol and sex. When you feel overly helpful towards the woman among your disciples, desire mis let's see masquerading, I forgot this word actually, desire masquerading as compassion. Understand wrongly desire kind of faking as a compassion. It's that meaning. Masquerading, I think something. Can create obstacles for Dharma. To conquer the enemy of afflictions who create suffering for you, do not be afraid of discourage it, rousing the proud pride of confidence. It's that don't afraid of these afflictions. Do not kind of back down, but rouse your confidence to deal with all these this illusion or distorted view or perceptions. Just as bleeding and burning are a cure for internal illness, austerities of Dharma are means to cure the sufferings of lower realms. Don't be too delicate and afraid. If you are unable to endure such a present suffering as this, you hope endure the suffering of the three lower realms is diluted. If you will not gain the precious human body by behaving in the way you do, the high view of hoping to achieve Buddhahood is mistaken. You have again what's difficult to get, and a precious human body with the leisureness and the resources. Don't let what you have got disappear. grow the everlasting crop. Meditate on rejoicing in the virtue that others do. If you have a you have an urge to do what you should not, restrain the movement of your body and speech. The resources of a spring and the common city, I think. It's dispel your own and others' obstacles. Exert yourself without any doubt in the practice of Eden deities. Once drunken elephant of mind has been dragged away from wrong projects, the gallow of the afflictions will blow. So hold it with the rope of mindfulness. It's hard for the low-walled house of the words and listening to withstanding the armies of afflictions. To build the tower of a certainty, strive hard at contemplation and meditation. So this is just hearing and listening is not enough. You have to contemplate and meditate to deepen the experience of practice. And then free yourself with the human boat from great river of suffering. Such a boat is hard to get again. Now what you have got it. Don't be lazy. This precious human vessel, human vehicle is here. We should use it properly, that is means. Now, I think it's today here from first 51. What's built fall down, what's gathered is left behind. You will leave your close relatives and go all alone. But who knows where a traveler should not plan too much, but who knows where to go, I think it's a traveler should not plan too much. This is only thinking about this life. Generally, is there is a so-called virtue, non-virtue, and also some are called in the middle. There's no much bigger positive or negative virtue or non-virtue, just to pondering meaningless things. So in these three, negative or non-virtue means create suffering or future will lead you one to lower realms. So afraid of reborn in lower realm, we should cultivate virtuous actions. But the virtuous action still only for this life, then it's considered as a free from the lower realm is one thing. Keep in this life better situation. So many people do dharmic activities just for this life, longer life, healthier, richer, or better life. It's a reasonable or common to see, but from long this life is still short. It doesn't mean we don't really care about this life, but use this life for this as a ground for future, better future for self and others. Then it's much far-sighted and mainstream. If one only thinking about this life, although it's good and common to see, but it's like people who don't have a view of not knowing the mainstream, how mainstream works or karmic, the law of causality works, then it's like ancient India. There is a tradition called Charvaka. Charvaka. So they don't care about any future and past. Only this life matters for them. So, the modern day, we can say most scientific view person, the many people, community, scientific, scientists, or you can say community of science, most of the people have holding these views, Charvaka view. Same. It's not a new thing, but it's ancient. They only care about material things and this life. That's all. But then Buddhist have a more understanding about mind, not only this material body, but this body is temporary. In mind aspect, they have a gross of a mind, subtle and more subtle level of a mind, subtle form. Gross level of a form is easily misunderstand subtle level of form. It's like us, we can see immediately, directly experience is not enough to know all. We have to use logic and sometimes have to cultivate our mind with meditation and virtuous accumulation. Then gradually we have a better understanding about mind. So these gathering all build, fall down, and what's gathered is left behind. These are common experience. You can see and read history and everything. And so we are attached to those material things and the human relatives, but eventually we have to follow our own path. Everyone have their own behavior, cause and the conditions, karma. So it said, don't plan too much. It doesn't mean you don't have to plan for future. You have to plan for enlightenment and this path of liberation, but don't plan too much on this earth, this life. It's like you build everything then perfectly, if possible. Then after that is decaying and the separation and the changing. This continuously happens. Nothing is everlasting, kind of fixed in this life. From now on, we are everything is happy. We all are happy. Everything is perfect. No, not like that. It's keeping changing. Yeah, and the building and falling, gathering and the parting, these. So from this generation after generation, we have a lot of real example. We can see our own life and also generations of our ancestors. And the verses 452. There is no place you can stay without dying. Death is certain and will come soon. Nothing can help you when you die. Always keep a sense of urgency. So it said urgency. If you will, there is no hope, no plan, no skill, the methods, what is used for urgency. It's, of course, there is a way to deal with it. So accumulation and purification and the meditation, contemplation on wisdom, understand the mind is the key. The best way to understand mind or original reality of mind, then it's a bodhisattva path of a awakened warrior, or we can say a bodhisattva. Sometimes explained it is also this way. He said, compassion aspect and the wisdom aspect, bodhicitta. If you understand this, then there is no fear. If you say, habitual tendency, it says, impact one's mind, it's like when you think about something new, like person, knew a person. So you immediately in your mind came this person's face, if you think about your own mother or father or anybody. And then when you think about you in your memory, this person's image came, then there is a question. Is this person exactly real, the one you know? In your mind, appears is just image. Someone say, oh, this mind image is non-related to your parents, it's not also not true. It's not a real one, but also similar. Not real one, but it's a image, mental image. And it's related to someone, your parents, father or mother. So if you apply these are real or unreal same time, image, mental image, all concept, what we understand in your mind, it's like that. It's not that person, but it's related to that person. It's not something non-related to those the person, or it's a way. For example, if we say place, like Golden Gate, you have some image, Golden Gate picture. It's a real Golden Gate in your mind now. It said, or you cannot say that is just reflections of Golden Gate. So these are real and non-real, related and not real, completely. It's like called like your projection. And let's see, there is a word, I think, your mind permeate like this concept through your mind, and this concept or name you can apply, use this thinking about something. So these are the habitual tendencies from the past life, past year, past weeks, and the mind continuously have abstracted or related to so many of these concept. So what we say when we see and hearing things, what we are hearing is like a bouncing back the waves from the object. So similarly, mental image or these are same. So these we have a understanding about this. Then we know our life have so many influences from the different aspect, from mother's womb and before that, and the childhood and the teenager when you are, and adulthood, so many influences from what you read or what you can watch, what way you thinking, that this aspect, that aspect, what logic you use to reasoning, and habitual tendencies, even past the long life, many lives have the impact in present. become like a, you can continue to change yourself. So of course, but same time, every changing aspect influences is also merging in your mind, subtle level of restoring consciousness into your consciousness, restoring or receiving, accumulating those information and the influences, habitual tendencies, are continually coming and going in one's mind. So he said, we should, doesn't matter how many habituation, positive, negative we have. We now use this life to turn wrong to right, and use bodhicitta to kind of use the compassion and the bodhicitta, awakening mind, as a main drive to transform all other small sided channel habituation, or turn to something useful, like or we can use purification to dysfunction many negative behaviors. So it's a one thing is not to watching or listen too much violence or this angered face or hearing too much before you have a power to transform those. Keep distance from these irritations and trigger your become your you nutrition to become energy of yourself, become angry, but you can discard them or keep distance first part and cultivate loving and compassion to increase that counter aspect of qualities or merit. Like, if one is too lazy, then apply more diligence. If one have inside mind, have a less compassionate mind, less kind of care about others, too much selfish, then keep practice of compassion, loving kindness, and also core training is emptiness, selflessness. If one know self is just projection, it's just the concept. There's no any real solid independent so-called mind. It's a compound in let's see, we can say our original mind is pure, like a Buddha's mind. So in the Buddha's mind is full of compassion and understand gone beyond of all conceptual restrictions or dualities. So ultimately our mind is silence and peace. That's not like irritation or anger or these. So basically we have to keep practicing selflessness. Understand selflessness is important. So there are many ways to training, thinking, to study and training. Train one's mind. So thinking about the There is no place you can stay without dying. It's true. It's a fact. Death is certain will come soon. It's also a fact for us. How many years we want to 50, 30, 20, 10, who knows? Then when we die, our material things cannot help much. So many friendship, these relatives, maybe sometimes two sisters and four give us some help with driving or give us medication and as food or these, maybe a little bit help. But they said eventually these are not really solving all problems. We have to go. And then keep sense of urgency. Then what is the best companion that in those moment, even in today, we are alive, we are okay, then still best companion of our self is compassion and wisdom. Inner friends, those are the best trustworthy, and if you close to them, you are much more stable and happier. You understand majesty of life. If you wearing the silk and the golden crown and the 100,000 people surrounding you, protecting you and serving you, doesn't make mind life so majestic, but only mind with the virtue, with a meditation and understand reality, then that itself, it's no comparison with a material ornament. These with a so so there is a So man, generally we can say there are particular texts very useful for Pure Land, how mind transform consciousness transform into Pure Land, or luminous mind itself, nature of mind. These are very, very useful. But generally we can say compassion is practicable and effective. Mind, don't grasp too much about self, and let anytime you have a good aspiration, and also well-disciplined mind. Discipline not only kind of a like patience or these, but also wisdom aspect of understand nature of mind. You rest in natural great peace. Nature of mind is like sky. So there is no grasping, attachment, and there is no center and boundary. So some sutra teachings often emphasize this, how you can guide your own mind to the peace. And it said that just watch one thought. That's enough. It's like a devotion or mindfulness in your understand about Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and then cut off all other thinkings. Like faith and these enough, then the doubt won't come. When your mind is diligence, then laziness won't kind of immediately both together, hatred and compassion, both appears. It's not like that. Which one turn your mind, then rest reduces. And don't think about this right, that wrong, or nothing. We should go in and back up the, or front and the back side, left and the right. And if there is a real and no, nothing, and far and near, this is a pain and this is itching, this thirst or hungry, cold, hot, and suffering and happiness, which is like a born, old age, sickness and death, body and mind, or longevity, poor, rich, and low and high, big and small, long and short, beauty, ugly, virtue and non-virtue. When you're sitting, then just don't kind of opposite. Let's say this mind is called the dual thinking. And when you're sitting, you want to stand up. When you stand alone a little bit and you want looking for sit somewhere to sit too long. These, you just not making too much. Of course, you need to stand up and sometimes laying down these, but don't push too much to ease and isn't and take and reject, thinking too much. And even solidity and emptiness, heavy and light, difficult and easy and deep and shallow or wide, narrow, and the family members of father, mother, son and children, daughter, and also gaining, losing, and accomplish it or didn't succeed, and dust and clear, or so these so many over concept come, but when you do meditation, just single minded in rest in one thoughts. Or rest in the current moment. Oh, that is the one thought. I mean, what is one thought? You can hang on one like compassion, and that then gradually not thinking too much, just rest. And you're familiar with this practice continuously, then you're able to stop any thoughts, like anger come. And you immediately realize this is anger. You have any emotions come, then you have ability to stop any kind of mental agitation, dullness, both. So this quality of meditation, then mind is very peaceful, very effective, very helpful. When people are sick or dying or anything, their mind is still able to keep in peace, and what you learned, wisdom, interdependency and emptiness, and you have this view, then rest in those. You know, all sentient beings possess the called the Buddha nature or awakened nature. And then it's that you kind of mind is more subtle, more calm, then you will see the unseen mind or capacity of mind. Mind is beyond of our human experience only, the beyond of this. So you can see through, there is a possibility to achieve all-knowing quality of a Buddhahood. So anyway, this the always keep sense of urgency. That means using this life for the practice, not wandering too much for information, too much information in this world, but use more to inner world, especially enlightened path on the. Now you, this is 53. Now you have a choice between the lasting pleasure of higher realms and the suffering of the lower realms. Ponder this earnestly. And so, said future, what is future? If we didn't really successfully gone beyond of a dual world or cyclic existence, then it's a three lower realm, three higher realm, so-called virtuous realm and non-virtuous realm. And then these, it's a very complex world. Higher realm still like a human considered as a higher realm beings in the bottom of higher realm. But then we can see human sufferings are also immense. We do have some accomplishment, happiness, and sharing some wisdom. These some virtues there, happiness there. So this is mixed with the happiness and the sorrow. It's animal is the same, although they are in so-called lower realm, but we are together actually. We have a human controlled animal. Of course, it's more than animal control us. Maybe in ancient times, sometimes animal is much powerful and often eating human flesh too. But overall, it's a human more control animal more than human animal control us. So animal do not have a school and a hospital, airport or any other things. You can see they do less capacity to protect them. They even less rarely seen animal build strong shelter. Of course, beads and some digging underground or on sand or took shells, these, but it's kind of still very primitive, premature. So it said, virtuous world, you have decide to go virtuous or non-virtuous realm. It's it's the virtue or non-virtue. Non-virtuous, more hatred, more greedy, and use with like the wrong way to achieve what you greed for, what you want to gain, and then these are leads to lower realms, hatred and the fighting and these two. But in the human realms, we can often see some groups of people that believe fighting is best. Always need to fight. Fighting is their mission and is the idea. Fighting, like communist idea, is like a fighting idea. In the future, maybe they will change, who knows. But until now, they don't change the nature of fighting, they're always fighting. For temporarily, some fighting gains, but each individual human being in their future life, if one have a clairvoyance, can see through individual's future, then you can see the fighting is very bad for unfortunate for them. Not only communists, of course, maybe in the individual's mind, in different religion, different beliefs, they do have the people have a very fighting spirit. And then we have to know broader and longer fighting. What does the fighting mean? What do they want to gain? Is this life power, wealth, in the something, you know, control this. That's all. I think our time is end today. We'll continue next week. And everybody should continue really genuinely practice some meditation. First, the part, first, some inexperienced, of course, not easy to get meaning of meditation, and it's a lot of descriptions and methods to how to meditate sometimes make me people more distance thinking. They told said in the book, they said that you can achieve this and that. How come I didn't achieve? So the problem is sometimes we don't have enough patience to training step by step. We want immediately jump to the higher training, and immediately that doesn't really immediately have some successful result, then we tend to think this is not for me. Or we have done a little bit, we hope big result, then it's not really helpful. That doesn't help this attitude. Then what we should do is definitely important. Come abiding, so-called shamatha, mind, peaceful mind, training, have your mind less engaging with outside world, and just one, don't like intensive training doesn't really, we don't, suggest for all people. Some people may need some intense training for a few days and rest and a few days rest this. But mostly it's consistent with a happy kind of a joyful attitude. When you feel that is a absolutely great feeling, don't continue. You should stop. Why you stop there on the right track? It's the You, we said we should have a full control of our bad behavior. We should also have to have a fully control of the positive kind of, when we're happy and positive, we want to continue, then without control, it's not good. And also, when you stop on the moment of feeling good, then you want to do meditation next time. If you until like exhausted feeling, then naturally we don't want to do meditation. So when you do meditation short and multiple times per day, so short, but don't just stay there and daydreaming, wondering, or mind have a too much, let's say. It's I'm sitting, that's all. The rest I don't care what the result will come. Don't think that way. Just do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but when you do it, then really properly focusing on single point of mind, and watch your own mind, and don't worry anything about anything. You stable mind, it means don't stir your mind. Don't shake your mind. Don't like a waving. So no question. Just sitting. Sitting and stable. That's all. With awareness. Means like without dullness. So then with this mature is growing, and then the insight meditation with the combination with the emptiness, these are very effective. But otherwise, we were reading and listening so many times of emptiness and the shunyata, selflessness, these, but still in surface, not going deep. So with the help of meditation, then really landmark kind of changing is coming. So thank you very much. Today I'm going to read the dedicate. May the lives of the glorious master be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetfully reach enlightenment. Thank you very much.